Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, August 20th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Folks, my voice is a little raw this evening. I spent, probably 4 or 5 hours talking today. I had the distinct pleasure of giving a lecture. Or what was it? Would you call it a lecture? I don't know. A lecture, a speech, a presentation before a very, very large audience today out here in the Washington, D.C. area. Some 600 people, 500 to 600 people, literally from all over the world. I forget how many people were represented there. It was a church organization. And I have to say, it was quite a lovely event. It was hosted by Reverend Dr. Peter Leach Lewis, his wife Rita, and their members of their church. Wonderful people from all over the world. People who understand that there is a problem in the face of our planet today, and that the power base of that problem is located and easily pinpointed within a relatively small group of people and organizations that absolutely have no interest in the American Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or the American flag or American liberty. It was nice to be able to stand there on that podium before all those people from around the world with behind me the American flag and the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution, and to know that earlier that day all of the people assembled, even though they were people from all over the world, saluted and paid tribute to the American flag as it represents the American people, our nation, and I emphasize our nation, not the nation of these criminals like George W. Bush and his administration, and the criminal elite that his administration represents. And you see, that is the message that we, as American patriots, need to send out to the world, that just because our government has been unlawfully seized, and it has been unlawfully seized in the classic sense of the word, we know that George W. Bush stole both the 2000 election and the 2004 election. I mean, unlawfully seized in the classic sense of the word, but then in a bigger picture, unlawfully seized, immorally seized, stolen from us by the Zionist gangster elite, who through the sheer volume of their wealth have used the power they've accumulated as a consequence, in particular through their control of the media, to misdirect our country. We have to let the people of the world know that we are in rebellion. We are in open rebellion. We are standing up to them. And that we are going to lend our full support to the troops, to the generals and the admirals, and our law enforcement community, and the good people in the FBI and the CIA and everywhere, when they finally make the move, when they finally say, let's roll, and finally, once and for all, bring down this corrupt regime, this whole rotten edifice that presents itself as our government. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
I should say, welcome back to myself. I'm sorry I lost track of the time there, shuffling for some paperwork here. Well, I was rather interested to learn today, in a conversation with somebody who shall remain nameless, an individual, however, whom I can tell you was one of the founding members of the American Nazi Party. Yes. I'm talking about the old original American Nazi Party of George Lincoln Rockwell, which later became known as the National Socialist White People's Party, and today is known as the New Order, gone through some name changes and leadership changes since the death, obviously, of George Lincoln Rockwell, the murder of George Lincoln Rockwell in 1967. But the interesting thing, ladies and gentlemen, is that this former member of the American Nazi Party, former high-ranking official of the American Nazi Party, has privately made a presidential endorsement. It's going to shock you, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to shock those people who look at the world in the old ways, people who look at the world like we looked at the world in the 1960s, maybe, or even in the 1950s, and made a lot of presumptions and assumptions and divided people as liberals and conservatives, et cetera, et cetera. Well, in any case, this founding member, former high-ranking official of the American Nazi Party, has endorsed, who do you think, for president? Now, your average liberal out there would say, oh, a former member of the American Nazi Party has to have endorsed Ron Paul for president, or... Now, they probably wouldn't say Bob Barr for president. They probably wouldn't even suggest Ralph Nader for president. They'd say, oh, I don't know what they'd say. Well, this former leader in the American Nazi Party has endorsed former Democratic Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney of Georgia, the Green Party presidential candidate. Cynthia McKinney, as you might know, is black. And I can certainly understand the endorsement. I have pondered seriously the possibility of endorsing Cynthia McKinney myself, although I'm not sure what impact my endorsement would have. She would probably be forced to repudiate my endorsement. But, yes, yeah, Cynthia McKinney. Very, very interesting. And I certainly understand why this American dissident would be supportive of Cynthia McKinney, because Cynthia McKinney is an American dissident. Cynthia McKinney, although she left Congress as of this last election, Cynthia McKinney was the only member of Congress to question the Bush administration and what really happened on 9/11. Cynthia McKinney was also an outspoken critic as a member of Congress, and remains so to this day, of the U.S. favoritism for Israel, the outpost of the international Jewish Zionist movement. Cynthia McKinney also, of course, was, as a member of Congress, the only one in that Congress to publicly call for an investigation of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. Oh, yes, 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 folks, I heard Cynthia McKinney actually hit a police officer. How horrible. No, folks, what Cynthia McKinney did, a police officer grabbed her as she was going past security at the U.S. Capitol building, which she was accustomed to do as being a member of Congress, and unexpectedly, someone shouted at her and grabbed her, and she turned around and, with a cell phone in her hand, wrapped it into the chest of the police officer who had grabbed her from behind. Now, you know what, folks? If you've ever been grabbed from behind by surprise, I'm here to tell you that you would probably do just what Cynthia McKinney did. But because she did that, they painted her as a freak and as a radical and as a wild woman. She did what any normal human being would do. But because Cynthia McKinney dared to say boo to the Jews, that simple incident was blown out of proportion. And for people who didn't like her because she was black, for no other reason, they used that as an excuse to say, oh, this woman's a radical, she's a troublemaker, she's a nut, she's an extremist, she's a this, she's a that. But I guarantee you, if it had been Senator Dianne Feinstein who had done that, or Senator Barbara Boxer, or Congresswoman Harmon from California, or some highly regarded Jewish woman in Congress. Of course, all Jewish women in Congress are highly regarded. I guarantee you it wouldn't have made the news like Cynthia McKinney did. In fact, if anything, there would have been a great hue and cry that a male police officer had imposed himself upon a woman, and it would have been a violation of her rights as a woman. Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Well, times have changed. When a former top-ranking member of the American Nazi Party could endorse a black woman for president. But it says a lot about our American political system. I think you'll agree that we've reached this point. The two major parties, of course. A lot of problems there. Today, I made a half-hearted endorsement, noting all my reservations, of Barack Obama, not because he's my favorite choice for president, because he's not, but my recognition is that in this election, what we must do is prevent John McCain from being sworn in as president of the United States. Because if John McCain is sworn in as president of the United States, we are certainly guaranteed more of the same, what we've been getting for the last 4 years. A third-party candidate is not going to win, ladies and gentlemen. And God knows we have a good third-party candidate in Chuck Baldwin. I don't think anybody would question his integrity. A lot of people have questions about Bob Barr, the Libertarian Party candidate. If only probably because of the fact that Bob Barr's background would suggest that he would not be one inclined towards liberty and freedom, if only because he's served as a career government man in the CIA and in the Justice Department, and then in Congress. But then, of course, as I pointed out today in my presentation, there are good people. There are good people in the CIA, and there are good people in the Justice Department. But needless to say, again, there's just a lot of people who have a lot of questions about Bob Barr. Now, Ralph Nader, many people like Ralph Nader. Ralph Nader has dared to take on the Israeli lobby. He's dared to take on the special interests. A lot of people don't like him because they view him as kind of a 60s radical, and for that reason alone, they have no traffic with Ralph Nader. So, you know, there's all these things going on in our world. You know, it's kind of interesting. I was reading Webster Tarpley's writings on Barack Obama. It's very, very interesting. He says that Barack Obama represents a wing. He says that Barack Obama is being handled by a certain element within the New World Order network. But you know what a lot of people seem to miss? As I understand it, and from what I read in people's commentaries, what a lot of people don't seem to understand is that if I'm reading Webster Griffin Tarpley correctly, Webster Tarpley has said that Hillary Clinton is the real Democrat who represents the real Democratic Party, the tradition of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, that she's the real Democrat and she should be the Democratic nominee. So it's kind of interesting, the twist that Mr. Tarpley appears to have put on it. I need to read his book on Barack Obama. But, you know, this is a twist on the whole situation that I don't think that people kind of recognize. Again, you know, is Hillary Clinton a representative of the people, Bill and Hillary Clinton? I've said some good things about the Clintons, but I've also said some bad things about the Clintons. But I hardly see the Clintons as the means of saving the country. What do you think? More about Barack Obama when we come back and the controversy surrounding Jerome Corsi's book on Obama, The Obama Nation.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington at republicbroadcasting.org. I would be remiss in not mentioning that scrappy little weekly newspaper for which I am a correspondent and for which two other correspondents, Mark Glenn and Mark Anderson, are also correspondents, if that makes sense. That is, two other hosts here on this network, Mark Glenn and Mark Anderson, are regularly published correspondents. We're hoping to add other RBN hosts as regular correspondents in the near future. I was proud to represent, at least in part, American Free Press today when I spoke before Reverend Peter Leach Lewis's organization. I often have opinions that diverge from other writers at American Free Press, and likewise, they have opinions that diverge with mine, as I'm sure there frequently are hosts on this network whose positions don't exactly jibe with mine and vice versa, but I think we are all on the same page. In any case, speaking of pages, before we talk about the controversy surrounding Jerome Corsi's biography of Barack Obama, I want to talk about something very interesting that was in the gossip section of the Washington Post today. Cindy McCain, you know who that is, the mobbed-up wife of John McCain, has in her biographies talked about being an only child. Well, it turns out, now, I don't want to overemphasize this, folks, but then I don't want to underemphasize it either, because I suspect that there's probably a little bit more to this story than even the Washington Post is revealing, because we do know that the Washington Post has a habit of lying or misstating or misrepresenting things, just like all Zionist-controlled publications do. Well, it turns out that Mrs. McCain has two half-sisters. One is a half-sister that her mother had to another husband before she was married to Cindy Hensley McCain's father. They haven't had any contact. She's much older than Cindy McCain, and this lady, her much older half-sister, could not be reached for comment by the Post. However, there is another half-sister, a lady named Mrs. Portowski, who is the daughter of Cindy McCain's gangster father, Jim Hensley, from a marriage prior to his marriage to Cindy McCain's mother. Now, what's interesting about it, there's only a 9-year difference between Cindy McCain and Mrs. Portowski. And the way the McCain campaign has been playing it, as even the Post has said, they've been tight-lipped about the expanded family tree. They say Mrs. McCain was raised as the only child of Jim and Marguerite Hensley, and there was no familiar relationship with any other sibling. Folks, that's a kind of torturous, contorted, and I would say suspicious way of addressing the issue of this new discovery in Cindy McCain's family. Let me tell you why I say that. There's this 9-year difference. Well, my older half-brother from my mother's first marriage, my mother was married twice, and my father was married twice, as a matter of fact, in the twisted world of people like Christopher Boleyn and Eric Hufschmidt, they would consider that quite scandalous and some sign of aberration based upon the writings of both of them. But in any case, yes, both of my parents were married twice, and I had a half-brother who was 14 years older than I was. That's a considerable difference in terms of growing up. In fact, several of those years, that half-brother, when he would have probably normally been living with my mother and my father and our other brother, he was actually living with my grandmother in another town because he wanted to remain in a particular school there. So the point is that he was not always around. But I have always thought of him as my brother, even though he was my half-brother, and have always said when asked if I had any siblings, I would say, well, I had two brothers, and then I might go on to clarify that, well, one is actually a half-brother, but he was always my brother. Well, it's kind of interesting here because it turns out that even though Mrs. McCain's half-sister lived often apart from the family, it turns out that she and her children did receive money from Mr. Hensley, and even college tuition. But then when Mr. Hensley died 8 years ago, Cindy McCain got the majority share of the company, and poor Mrs. Portowski only got $10,000, if I read it correctly. He paid for college for two of Mrs. Portowski's kids. He gave them yearly gifts that were generous. He allowed for a down payment on a home. Well, it turns out members of her family checked into the will, and it looks like, well, looks like they're, who knows, it looks kind of funny. Maybe Cindy McCain is sitting on a couple $100 million because that will was meant to be funny, folks. The will of her organized crime father.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You know, I was going into these family trees, Cindy McCain's family tree and my family tree, and may have confused matters, but I just want to clarify. What I find interesting is that Cindy McCain has been trying to cover her connections to this extended family, or apparently using rather, what I think is rather suspicious language, because I am a writer and an editor. And sometimes I see or suspect things that writers are not being, well, let's just put it this way, that writers are being disingenuous. And that's why I call myself a media critic, because, as you know, I don't call myself an investigative reporter. I consider myself a media critic. So my point is that it does look kind of funny. Then add to the fact that Cindy McCain's half-sister, Mrs. Portowski, has said that it doesn't make any sense that he was so generous over the years when she was growing up. She said it doesn't compute that he would do that he would leave all of us out of his will. Gave her $10,000 and left a fortune worth anywhere between $100 and $200 million to his other daughter. Folks, there is something funny there. There is something funny there. Now, of course, we're not privy to all the intrigues of the McCain family and the Hensley family, but it does point out in the Post that Mrs. Portowski's son, Nicholas, asked for a copy of the will and said it had been amended so many times it was hard to tell what the original intent or language must have been. Well, Mrs. Portowski didn't challenge the will. Her son didn't challenge the will. They accept that. They accept that they got cut out of the big bonanza. Or I should say the big bagel in this case, considering the fact that it's the fortune comes from Jewish organized crime benefits that flowed down to the Hensley family. The Hensleys were not Jewish. All Mrs. Portowski wants is for the McCains to apologize and acknowledge her branch of the family tree. That's all she's asking for, ladies and gentlemen. Probably because she knows that in the power politics of Arizona, where her own father, Jim Hensley, also the father of Cindy Hensley, was tied up with the mob and with the leading power interests of the state, it wouldn't have been worth it for her to challenge that will. In fact, you know what? The way they work things in Arizona, she could have ended up dead. So I think there's more to this story, ladies and gentlemen, just as there's so much more to the story of the McCain family connection to organized crime. And I'm not just talking about your conventional organized crime. I'm referring to that organized crime known as Israel and the Israeli lobby in this country. We know that the McCain family have a record of being fixers. Even Senator McCain's father, Admiral McCain, who, sitting in London at the time of the attack on the USS Liberty, was a major player in the cover-up of the attempted murder of 172 Americans and the outright murder of 34 others. I don't need to tell you about the details of the USS Liberty. I know you listen to Mark Glenn and Phil Turney, a survivor of the USS Liberty, and you've heard the story from them about the crimes of John McCain's father. And now, like father, like son, John McCain, like father and like father-in-law, John McCain continues to do the bidding of criminal networks. In fact, the same Zionist criminal network, because the Hensley fortune was ushered into their hands by Kemper Marley, who in turn was a top lieutenant of the Bronfman Lansky Jewish Organized Crime Syndicate. I've heard people making the allegation that Mrs. Cindy Hensley McCain is Jewish. To the best of my knowledge, she is not, but her fortune does, in fact, tie back to the Jewish Crime Syndicate. Now, about Barack Obama and the book Obama Nation, The Obama Nation, by Jerome Corsi. Now, I know Jerome Corsi is very popular with many people in this network, but I have to tell you, folks, I picked up his book a couple weeks ago and started looking through it. And I have to tell you, that, again, from my perspective as a writer, someone who has been writing for what, roughly now about 28 years, and from my perspective as an editor, because I've been doing, I do a lot of editing. Don't do as much editing as I do writing, but I have done an immense amount of editing of other people's works, books, articles, and so forth. I have to tell you that I had some real problems with Jerome Corsi's book. Now, I know people swear by his work on the North American Union and say it's the best thing since sliced bread on the topic. I haven't read that book, and I have to tell you that American Free Press has been selling that book, but I'm telling you that if American Free Press, if someone recommended to American Free Press that we carry Jerome Corsi's book on Barack Obama, folks, I have to tell you, I had some very deep and serious reservations about much of the book. I felt that there were things missing. I felt that there were deceptions. I felt that I did not feel comfortable with it. I didn't quite know why, but I felt something inappropriate about it. And I have to tell you, I have read in bits and pieces, not studied it in detail, but I have read the Obama campaign's refutation of the Corsi book, and I want to tell you, folks, it's devastating. I'm not talking about the refutation of the book's political point of view, because obviously Barack Obama and Jerome Corsi have a completely different viewpoint, I would presume, on most issues. I'm talking about factual refutations of things that appear in the book. Now, you know, I've written a lot of books. And the one, of course, the most controversial is my book, Final Judgment. And I've challenged people over the years to show where I have misstated anything or taken something out of context or misquoted something or whatever you want to do it, or shown, asked people to show me where I have my facts wrong or whatever. No one has done it. No one has done it. 768 pages. No one has done it. Yeah, I did get the date wrong of the year John Connolly died. I think I said he died in 90 when he died in 93, and I think I got it wrong where Gary Hart, the year Gary Hart ran for president, it was 84 rather than 88 or vice versa. Things like that. But there are some serious, and if I were Jerome Corsi, I would have to say very embarrassing refutations that have been published by the Obama campaign, which I found very problematic. And I just really find it very, very difficult to understand, for that reason alone, then, why a major New York publishing house, the famed Jewish firm of Simon & Schuster, would put out a book like that. And it was edited by Mary Madeline, the Republican operative. I mean, it's kind of interesting. Do you think that if I had written a book about John McCain, attacking him, that a major New York publishing house would put out my book? I mean, and I didn't realize all this. You know, I had heard all these good things, and I know Jerome Corsi's been a guest on a lot of programs on this network and a lot of places in Patriot Radio, and I start looking, and I find that he's written a book, two books, attacking the government of Iran and saying we've got to stop them from building nuclear weapons of mass destruction because they're going to destroy dear little Israel. And one of his co-authors is Michael Evans. Now, unless I'm reading it wrong, his co-author on that book is Michael Evans, a Jewish gentleman who's apparently a convert to Christianity and now whose ministry, whose quote-unquote Christian ministry, is totally devoted to the concept of supporting Israel. Now, Mr. Corsi says that he doesn't call for war against Iran. We'll have to take him on his word. But the content of his writings in those other two books, plus the things that he talks about in the Obama book, lead me to believe that he certainly has strong sympathies with Israel and with the people who do want war against Iran. Mr. Corsi apparently says that he thinks that what we should do, that the American people should support the opposition in Iran. Well, actually, that's what we are doing with our tax dollars right now, ladies and gentlemen, really in violation of everything, I think, trying to destroy a foreign government that has not done anything to try to destroy our own government. So these are all red flags in my mind, all taken together. Crank in the fact that Mr. Corsi says his primary motivation, he says he's not supporting John McCain, but he is determined to see Barack Obama defeated. Well, I kind of understand what he's saying because, you know, I share one thing with him. I want to see one particular candidate defeated. I want to see John McCain defeated. But Jerome Corsi wants to see John McCain win. So I guess, folks, we have to consider all aspects of all things. But I'm here to tell you that I cannot in good conscience say that Jerome Corsi's book is a book that needs to be read because there's so much in the book that before I even saw the refutations by the Obama campaign, I found some problems with it. And it's kind of funny, folks, I just found out here the other day that people have been criticizing, this is funny, folks, I found my name linked with Jerome Corsi and that of Republic Broadcasting through some smears that were being put out. They're saying on the internet that, oh, Jerome Corsi is going to give an interview to the Political Cesspool Program, and they don't like the Political Cesspool Program with James Edwards, and evidently Republic is going to be picking up James' program, which is a very popular broadcast. And they say, evidently presenting to these people the idea that Corsi is linked to evil people, and they say, oh my God, one of the people on the Republic Broadcasting Network is Michael Collins Piper, who has written for a Holocaust denial magazine called The Barnes Review. Isn't that interesting? They throw in the Holocaust thing, making it appear indirectly as though Jerome Corsi is somehow a Holocaust denier because he's going to appear on a radio show that's not yet affiliated with Republic Broadcasting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you know, isn't it funny, folks? Well, evidently, Jerome Corsi then turned around and canceled his intended appearance on the Political Cesspool with James Edwards. Orders came from above. You won't associate with naughty people, Jerome. Well, that having been said, I have to tell you that the bottom line of it is that we Americans are going to get what we deserve if we continue to allow our political system to be dominated and manipulated. I mean, do we want to see John McCain elected president with Joe Lieberman as his running mate? The noise about Joe Lieberman is continuing. They're saying that the Christian right is concerned about Joe Lieberman, but you know, I keep reminding you folks, eight years ago, Jerry Falwell, the grand poobah of the Christian right, the grand poobah himself said that Joe Lieberman was a splendid choice, despite Joe Lieberman's positions on this controversial issue of abortion. I'm still telling you, folks, I think Joe Lieberman's a good bet to be your next vice president if John McCain is elected president. What can I tell you? All right, well, I have talked far longer than I thought I would be able to, and I don't have a full lineup of callers here tonight, surprisingly. I figured I would get on here tonight and not be able to talk and not have any callers. Well, in fact, I haven't gotten that many callers. I guess maybe people sensed I had a lot to say. Or maybe they don't have anything to say. But we have Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, come on up. I didn't realize we were this close to the break, but come on up, Dave.
Yeah. Michael?
Yeah, hey, Dave.
Yeah, hi. Hey, listen, I'm glad you took my call tonight because I kind of have a burning desire, as they say in AA, just before they close the meetings, they say, does anybody
okay.
have a burning desire? Hey, you know, I think I finally hit upon, Michael, what I'm trying to get at. And before I tell you this, I just want to point out Mark Glenn at his website, Crescent and Cross, he has, you know, Jesus' words, think not that I am come to send peace, but a sword. But you know, last night, Michael, I called in, after your show, I listened to Lee Rogers, Live Free or Die.
Okay.
And I called in, and Lee took one call just before he ended his show last night, and he called me up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I said to Lee, as best as I can recall. I said, you know how they say the only dumb question is the question that isn't asked? And he had heard that before, and he agreed with that and everything. I says, well, here's my question to you. I said, if Adolf Hitler was resurrected, and if he was alive today, would he be on our side, or would he be on the side of the New World Order? And, by the way, let me back up, Michael. I did, before I asked Lee the question, I did tell him, I says, Lee, you might not even be able to answer this question right off the cuff. You might need to think about it.
So, Dave, you know what? We are going to the break here in just a few minutes, and I don't want you to be interrupted any further than this break interrupts you. So hold that thought till we come back. I'm going to be very anxious to hear what you have to relate. So just bear with us, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to the break. I cannot believe I was able to talk this long. Stay tuned, and we're going to talk more with Dave when we come back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping it up here. We've got Dave from Massachusetts. He raised the question, would Adolf Hitler be on the side of those who oppose the New World Order or those who advocate the New World Order? Now, continue, Dave, please.
Yeah, so, and the reason I quoted, think not that I am come to send peace, but a sword. This is the question, Michael, that is going to divide the patriot community right down the middle. It's not going to divide your listening audience. I can sense in the spirit that It won't divide your listening audience right down the middle, but it'll divide the patriot movement right down the middle. But, and I know it's a tough question, so I wanted to, I totally, you know, if you want to take time to think about it, maybe answer it tomorrow night or something. But he answered it right away. He answered it right away. Oh, Hitler would be on the side of the New World Order. And, I said to him, as I recall, I said, So you're saying that you believe, Lee, that that Hitler would throw his lot in with George Bush and Dick Cheney and Zbigniew Brzezinski and everything? And Lee said, absolutely, and everything, and so on. And I think he talked about how Hitler was trying to, bring about the New World Order and was into eugenics and all this stuff and everything. And then the show ended, Michael, I mean, I know how I would answer that question.
My understanding of history is that Adolf Hitler was tangling with the Jews, or so I read every day in the national press, that the Jews didn't like Hitler and Hitler didn't like the Jews. Now, my understanding also is that the Jews, as an organized group, no, I don't mean every Jew in the face of the planet, I mean the organized Jewish groups and those who support them, they support the work of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberg Group and the Trilateral Commission and all these groups that we refer to as the New World Order groups. So I'm a little bit confused, because from what he's saying, that would mean that Hitler if he had come back today, he would now be on the side of the Jews. So I'm really confused.
In other words, Michael, really, if you know, I don't have a high IQ like Zbigniew Brzezinski, Michael, and so all an ordinary guy like me has is I have to just fall back on my common
sense.
Well,
you know, Dave Brzezinski has been a very big critic of Israel. He's advising Barack Obama, and that's one of the reasons why the Jews are screaming to high heaven. He's one of the people they don't like. Now, Brzezinski has been part of this whole internationalist network, but he seems to be part of a group that seems to be breaking with the Jews. But needless to say, yeah. You know, on the whole here, yeah, there's a conflict in this idea that Adolf Hitler was for the New World Order. The New World Order is part of the banking establishment. Hitler was trying to break the back of the banking establishment insofar as it could dictate to the German nation what it could and could not do, just like Ferdinand Marcos in the Philippines paid the price when he tried to tell the international banks that they couldn't tell the Philippines what to do. So you know, I tell you, I don't know, Lee, but I think he needs to look at some of the more direct history about Hitler and about the New World Order.
Yeah, I hear the music, Michael, but yeah, you know, the Skull and Bones and the Russell Trust go way back to 1832 when the Council on Foreign Relations precedes Hitler. In other words, the whole globalist conspiracy preceded Hitler, so if Hitler was all with these guys, all they would have had to do was support Hitler and they would have had their One World Order a long time ago.
I think that's a pretty good assessment of it. You're absolutely right. So then why did all these people go against Adolf Hitler? The New World Order people went against Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
Dave, thanks. We'll talk more about this another night. Thanks, Dave. Very interesting call. All right, folks, we're wrapping it up. Thanks for listening in. Stay tuned.
Men, are you...